We finally made it. We finally made it. We are at JP Roofing and Siding, Route 30 in North Versailles. Very happy to be here with my friend Joe Potocnik. He's going to join me in a little while. I already have a treat. I jokingly asked for a box of Pro V1 golf balls that I saw, and Joe just handed them to me. What a man he is and what a mustache he has. It's absolutely incredible. It's the Pomp and Joe show. Just Joe today. Listen, you're going to have to get used to the fact that Pomp is a very busy man. So it's going to be me many days, me and Pomp manyer days, if manyer is a word, T-Bird. And it's wonderful to have T-Bird here. Bob is slated to join me again tomorrow in advance of Steelers-Browns. And what a game that's going to be. Limitless Wonder, I trust that you're doing well back at the station.
I am, Joe, and I appreciate your inquiry.
You're welcome. We're here, by the way, because this is an awesome place and because JP is the sponsor of this show and has really, really done a lot for the station and this show in particular. But the cause that's at hand here is called the WIN Campaign, and that's Women and Children in Need. You can stop by here with a gift card, a donation. You can donate to help victims of domestic abuse this holiday season. You can also do that at their website, which is WCSPittsburgh.org. That's the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. So a really, really important cause. In the meantime, and again, I'm going to talk to Joe, and this could be the first time anybody has heard the mustache actually talk. I have a one-on-one planned with Joe's mustache for 11:15 or thereabouts. We're going to make a little history here, T-Bird. Talk to the mustache. Are you there? Are you allowed to talk on the air?
I'm here. Yeah, what's up, man?
You're an unbelievable man. A lot of people would look forward to that. Yes, the first time we've heard the mustache interviewed.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think a lot of people are. We're watching SportsCenter right now. But let's get started here. Let's get started with the business at hand. And the business at hand is Steelers-Browns. And it's Andrew Filippone, who's a very nice man in his own right, and who sometimes says things that are extremely provocative, the word? Provocative? T-Bird? Is that the word I'm looking for?
That's right.
That's what he does. I don't know what the word is for someone who does that. A provocateur? Is that a word?
He Limits? Provokes.
Maybe yeah, bizarre?
He provokes is what he does. He's a professional provoker, and he's very good at it. But he had a take yesterday that just had me reeling here. Without further ado, let's play what Andrew said about this game.
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss based on how they've done lately, the difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
What? They get a little pat on the back because it's been strenuous this season? What are we, Neil Brown here? As long as we have fun, everything's okay. No problems here. You can lose to the Browns. I'm reeling, T-Bird. Limits, somebody help me here. I'm absolutely reeling. Now, I went on yesterday and said this, because I do agree that the circumstances of this Thursday game, they're difficult for both teams. I would say for the Steelers in particular, because they just played the Ravens in a brutally physical game. And I said that I would not be of a mind to rip the Steelers for a close win, for an ugly win. I would not be of a mind to rip them. This is about survive in advance. But I'm not extrapolating that to I would be of a mind to give them a pass for a close loss. There's a big difference here. Win, lose. Winning, losing. Big difference in the end. You either win or you lose. To me, that's a little bit different, or maybe a lot different. Limits, you want to jump in here? What is going on? You give them a pat on the back because it's strenuous?
Oh.
This time of year, this is the Browns. These are the Cleveland Browns, for God's sakes. What?
I am chomping at the bit for this.
This is your rival. Not to mention the fact... Do you want to get number one seed in the AFC? it's okay. Here's a little pat on the head and a nice little participation trophy for showing up in Cleveland, courtesy of Neil Brown. He'll pay for these. What are we doing here? Did we give the 70s Steelers a little pass for the Browns games if it was too tough in a certain situation? Bill Cowher's teams, nice try, guys. Good try. You don't have to win today. You're going to get a trophy either way. We're going to give you a medal after the game. I know it's been strenuous. Here's your medal. Yay! Did Tomlin's Super Bowl teams get a pass for losing to the Browns? What the hell are we talking about here? What are we talking about, T-Bird? A pass? I said just win. It's ugly. I won't be of a mind if they just get by to shred them. But if they just don't get by, let the shredding begin. They have a chance for the number one seed. These are the hated Browns. These are the 2-8 Browns. This team stinks. Find a way to win. Come out of this with still, I mean, what? What are we doing here? You want to get home field in the playoffs. That's the way both Tomlin teams got to the Super Bowl. Thankfully, and kudos to my friend Mulsey with his giant cranium. What do you make of that, T-Bird? Does it startle you sometimes when you see Mulsey?
Does what startle me? His intelligence?
No, the size of his cranium.
That's all I see is just the intelligence beaming off of him.
He is very
smart. I don't know what you're talking about.
And he sounded smart yesterday because he called out. And then Donnie Football. What has happened to Donnie Football? Limits, you knew this guy at Waynesburg. Of course, you agreed with him last week, and I forget what we... Oh, the hatred for the rape. What?
The respect. That there is respect.
Yeah, right. So Donnie, who played football, respects the Ravens. Yay, Ravens.
Scott also Ravens. Said he respects the Steelers.
And now this week, Donnie Football's on board with Pony for the participation trophy. Don't even go to Cleveland then. Hand out little medals on the bus, your second place medals, and everybody can take the night off if it's too strenuous. What are we doing here? Limits, what do you think?
I don't agree with Pony at all with this. If this was a Cleveland team that maybe was really good and you're coming off of a game against Baltimore where you get physically beat up like it always is, then okay, I would understand if there's a loss.
No, I wouldn't understand. You just undercut your own argument. These are the Browns. Every loss to the Browns is hideous. Every loss to the Browns is humiliating. The Steelers are 40-11-1. Since that crap organization came back into the NFL in 1999. Don't qualify it. Every loss to the Browns is hideous, whether it's DTR, Brandon Whedon, who they lost to, Tim Couch, who else? Brady Quinn, the night he went 6-for-19. No, Brian Hoyer. Every loss to the Browns is a freaking embarrassment.
Baker in the playoffs.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what Pony is saying doesn't make any sense to me because they're 2-8. The weather is going to be horrible in this game, so I really do wonder if a couple bounces of the football might determine it. But that shouldn't give the Steelers any qualifiers to be patted on the back and say, good job, you won 5 games in a row. You got yourself back in this thing. When you control your own destiny, I mean, that's just making excuses at this point. You control your fate the rest of the way because you have Kansas City at home. You cannot lose to Cleveland. And also, if they say, oh, it's okay if they lose this game, people are already questioning Russell Wilson after one bad game. He made that interception in the end zone looking for Darnell Washington. I mean, is this the beginning of the end for Russell Wilson? Is this going to happen in this game against Cleveland? Should we worry about Russell Wilson? So is that just going to go away, Pony, if Russell Wilson has a bad game and they lose? No, it's just going to have a snowball effect.
Well, what if he has a bad game and they win? Now, I am of a mind, as I said, not to rip them if they win. This is survive in advance, to which somebody could say, well, you're saying like Limits just said, it could be the bounce of a ball. So how can you rip them if they lose? Because you can't lose late to the Browns. That's why. Because the Steelers are supposed to specialize in winning late and close and ugly games. And now they need this one. And they need this one badly. And it's against a 2-8 Browns team. Although I don't care if it was against an 8-2 Browns team. I'm still not patting anybody on the back for losing in Cleveland on a Thursday night. I didn't even mention the Myles Garrett game on a Thursday night. Or Jacoby Brissett shredding them. Every loss to Cleveland is an embarrassment. 412-928-9370. Maybe people are on board with Pony. I have a hard time believing that at 412-928-9370. But maybe they are limits. Let's play it one more time so people get a little taste of it.
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss based on how they've done lately. The difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
So when else are you giving free passes then? Because once you give out one because things are a little strenuous, when do they get their next one? If they win five more in a row, you give them a pass on Christmas Day because the Chiefs are a strenuous opponent and it's your third game in whatever it is, 12 days? Do they get a pass then too? It's the NFL, for God's sakes. It's your rival team. Really, even more than the Ravens. It's your historic rival, even though they are kind of the fake brands, if you have that clip, limits. But it's the Cleveland Browns. I don't care if you're playing back-to-back games, like one day after another, like they do in the NBA and NHL. There's no excuse. Where does that end, limits? It's going to be the schedule's going to get more strenuous coming up, more strenuous than this. Do you give them for a free pass against the Chiefs then on Christmas?
No, or Philadelphia. I mean, there's not a lot of free passes left if you want to be a top three seed, win the division, host a playoff game, hopefully potentially a second playoff game if you win the first, which hasn't been
done
in years.
You're trying to win a division here. You have Philly, Baltimore, and Kansas City in a row in a matter of 10 days. You giving passes there? Well, once you start giving passes, you can't stop. It's like a freaking toll booth with Pony as your toll booth worker. Giving you a free pass. What? I can't believe that this has happened. I really can't. That's three games in 10 days. Philly at Baltimore, Kansas City. That's assuming they don't get another free pass in the next Cleveland game because it's going to get awfully strenuous ahead of that. Free passes on Christmas? When the Steelers show up at the locker room on Christmas morning to play the Chiefs, are they going to have little gift packages at each locker that they're getting a free pass from Pony for Christmas? Is that what's happening now, Limits?
I don't understand where Pony can come up with this notion other than the Steelers on Thursday night in the division have not been very good.
What does that have to do with anything? But how is that relatable to this? They stink on Thursday nights. That's more of a reason not to give them a free pass. Find a way to get prepared and win the game. Win the game against Cleveland by any means necessary. It's the Cleveland Browns. Did I mention that yet? 928-9370. Maybe some of you are of the same mind. Or maybe you just want to rip Pony. That's always a good sport to play. I don't know. I remember some of the losses against Cleveland. I remember all of them because they're so rare that and each one is so humiliating in its own right that they stand out. You know, you go 40-11-1 on a team after they come back to the NFL, but it's the 11 that you remember. We all remember the game last year with DTR. Browns fans chanting DTR as he came onto the field with a minute left. And it was so cataclysmic, so shameful, that it forced the Steelers to discard 82 years of tradition and fire a coordinator mid-season. That's how much shame is attached to a Browns game. You don't even know what to do with yourself when you lose to that franchise. And they've never been more embarrassing than they are right now, by the way. They're sitting here at 2-8. They've been outscored 62-24 in the last two games. Jameis Winston is their quarterback. Their owners, Dee and Jimmy Haslam, have basically ruined the franchise by signing a creep quarterback who can't play anymore to a contract that's the worst in sports history. They've never been worse. Never, never more pathetic than this. And we're going to give them a pass if they lose to that? How about the playoff game? They didn't have a head coach on the field. Stefanski was home with COVID. and they scored four touchdowns in the first quarter. You remember that one forever. Might have been the most humiliating loss in the history of the franchise. Would have been humiliating in any right, but it was the Browns, which then vaults it maybe to the top. The Mason Rudolph, Miles Garrett helmet swinging incident. After which, Garrett and the Browns both issued releases apologizing, statements apologizing to Mason Rudolph. But then suddenly, Garrett remembered like a day later, oh, but by the way, Mason used a racial slur on me. You remember that? Rudolph immediately put on social media, this is a reckless attempt to assassinate my character. Tomlin was just as vehement, saying if Mason had said what Miles claimed, it would have come out during the many interactions I had with those in the Browns organization. In my conversation, I had a lot of expressions of sorrow for what transpired. I received no indication of anything racial or anything of that nature in those interactions, said Tomlin. You remember that one? I mean, that's an all-time just debacle of a game. Browns 31, Steelers 10. Brian Hoyer goes 8 for 17, but somehow parlays those 8 completions into 217 yards. They practically hold a ticker tape parade in Cleveland because the Browns were 3-2. How did it wind up? They finished last. The Steelers won it at 11-5, and I'm sure glad nobody got a pass in the rematch. I'll forget about the losses to Brandon Whedon and Tim Couch, and then just go to the worst one of all, at least in the regular season. December 10th, 2009, on a Thursday night, by the way, I might add. How old were you, Limits?
9.
Little Limits was only 9 years old, but he might have had a better game than Brady Quinn did. Brady Quinn only won 4 games in his entire NFL career. This was one of them. But he didn't really win. They won in spite of him. He went 6 for 19 for 90 yards. Yes, 6 for 19 for 90 yards. Bruce Arians apparently thought it was wise to attempt 32 passes in a windstorm that night. And Jeff Reed, his 2 field goals were the only points for the Steelers. I don't want that again or anything like it, anything like what I just mentioned. Every loss to the pathetic Cleveland Browns is a blight on your franchise. That's what it is. No passes this week. 9-2-8, 93-70. By the way, that Brady Quinn one was part of the Steelers' infamous Unleash Hell meltdown. You remember that? Oh, limitless wonder. Tomlin promised his team would unleash hell in December, and instead it played like hell for all of December. Open the month by losing to the Raiders and the Browns. And did you see, to bring it full circle here, that Brady Quinn is calling for the Browns to trade for Tomlin? Did you see that, limit?
Yeah. I mean, can... Really?
Oh, my God. He is. I hear Deshaun Watson's available.
Why don't I do you one better, Joe? Do you want to hear what Brady Quinn had to say?
Yes, I do.
I kept thinking about Cleveland right now, who dropped another game where it wasn't even competitive versus New Orleans. I don't know what that means for Kevin Stefanski. It seems rather odd that he could get fired after being the coach of the year last year in the NFL. If they did, though, and that became vacant, I would call. I would call the Steelers, dude. And I'd be like, if you're willing to decide Deshaun Watson up to that contract, and if I'm Jimmy Haslam, I'm going to offer whatever it takes to get Mike Tomlin and at least make them say no. Like, make them an offer that they can't refuse and see if they'll say no.
Good idea, Brady. Real good idea. Can you imagine Art taking the call from Jimmy Haslam, who used to be a part Steelers owner? Hey, is Tomlin available?
I know you just gave him an extension, but would you like to move him in an 8-2 season?
Oh, Off the Top is presented by JP Roofing and Siding, which is where we are today. We've got a bunch of things happening on the show today. Starkey's Card of the Week is one coming up at the bottom of this hour. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the text line on which you can interact with Wonder Twin, is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Part of me, fittingly, wants to give Pony a pass. Forget about giving the Steelers a pass. I didn't listen to the whole show. Did he walk that back at all later in the show? Limits?
Not that I heard. No, he seemed pretty staunch in that take. And Donnie was also, I mean, I'm surprised that Donnie was in agreement. What's going on with Donnie? Like, come on, Joe.
What is going on with Donnie? He surprises me sometimes. Between the how much I respect and like the Ravens, aren't they wonderful, to let's give him a pass for losing to the Browns. My God, what are we going to get with the Bengals? Forfeit the game and we're okay with it? Is that where Donnie's going next?
No, Donnie's not making a trip down the Escalooser with the Bengals fans.
That on behalf of the Steelers, Brady Quinn will make a call to the Bengals and forfeit the game? Is that where we're headed next? Mike, my God. I don't know. Is anybody on the phone lines?
Oh, they're lit up like Malzy at a craft beer house.
All right, let's go to one of them.
Let's start with Rob in West Mifflin.
Morning, fellas. Joe, I just called in and asked City Limits, man. I don't know who does the, you know, what y'all talk about, but this was what I wanted to talk about, and y'all was reading my mind, because last week before the Baltimore game, he just threw something out. Oh, Lamar's overrated. Blah, blah, blah. I said, listen, I know we own him, all that, but you just be throwing stuff out there just to get a reaction out of people. Because there's no way Lamar Jackson's overrated. So then he said this.
Wait, who are we talking about?
He was talking about Lamar Jackson was overrated.
Who was Pony. Talking about? Pony, okay. Pony. Go ahead. Yeah.
Come on, man. That guy, I don't know. So yesterday I called in. I was on hold for an hour and a half. They know my number. So I said, yeah, he don't want to talk to me. But there's no way in the world he could be saying that. How can you beat Baltimore and say that you're okay with losing to Cleveland? Listen, I got to calm down. Out of all people, Cleveland?
I know.
You got a goal. The goal is to get the number one seed. What are you talking about, Pony?
Thank you, sir.
That guy, I don't know, man.
Yeah, this is astounding. This is one of the most, that was one of the most amazing takes in, and I've had my share of frozen takes, bad takes, I have. This is Pony's Waterloo. This was one of the worst takes in fan history. Limits. I really believe that. This is Seibel going into the Pirates clubhouse with scuba gear on and having James McDonald poop in a jock strap and having Seibel clean it. That happened, by the way. Did you know that?
One of the worst takes of all time.
Let's back to the phones. Maybe he'll find some supporters here.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Oakland.
Did I say James McDonald? Yeah, that was the pitcher. Go ahead.
I agree with you, Joe. I mean, that just came out of left field. I thought it was, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, especially after the adventure they went through last year, where they lost to the Cardinals, who were 2-11, and then they rounded it up by losing to the Patriots, who were 2-11. I mean, it was just, no. You go in there, you take care of business, because after you have your little mini bye, you're going to go up there and meet Joe Burrow and them, and they're going to try to eliminate you. So, no, I agree with you. That was ridiculous. Go in there and take care of business, man. Thanks.
And then I would ask, what about the nature of the loss limits? Does that matter? Like, do they get a pass if they lose 47-0, or where do we draw the line?
Yeah, if they get blown out with turnovers galore, how could you ever say that that would be an acceptable thing for a team in first place and with significant aspirations? But
only 3 points or less, they get the pass, or are there conditions on the free pass?
Was it as bad as what happened here with our friend Crowley?
Tyler, I was thinking about your Penguins career yesterday as I was preparing for the show today, and has it all been downhill since the Game 4 tic-tac-toe goal you scored against the Red Wings in the 09 Cup Final?
Explain that. What do you mean downhill?
One of the great. We've all had it, right? I mean, I've had horrible moments, horrible predictions, faux pas left and right. We've all had it. This is Pony's moment in the sun. I mean, this and Pickett, I guess, right?
Oh, Montana to Rice is smiling somewhere.
He knows. He has to understand what's happening here. One more time, let's hear it, and then we'll take calls.
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss based on how they've done lately, the difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
So I'm almost more disturbed by Donnie Football. Can you find audio of him co-opting that? What has happened to Donnie Football?
No, it's got to be Pony, the originator of the take.
No, because I heard Mulsey saying both of you guys are out of your minds. Donnie took on this take. He defended it. I don't know what's happened to Donnie. I asked him in high school, who did he play for? Greensburg, who? Salem?
Salem.
Their main rival, I think he said, was Hempfield. Do you get a free pass, Donnie, if you lose your senior year to Hempfield? What's happened to you? What if you had to play a game you had a short week, free pass against Hempfield?
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss based on how they've done lately, the difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
You went from the top three greatest predictions in history to the opposite end of the spectrum to say the dumbest thing ever said on The Fan.
The dumbest thing ever said on The Fan. That might be going too far. No, then again, it might not. I've had a couple top five or bottom five moments myself. And who knows? Pony is a pot stirrer. We know that, right, Limits? Was this an attempt? Maybe a contrived attempt to stir the old pot? Or do you think he really believes this?
Well, I do think he believes that this is going to be a very difficult game for them, but he knew exactly what he was doing when he said that he would give them a free pass. When he used that vernacular, he knew that it would get a significant reaction and be the main talking point of the week.
Well, it has certainly become that. Listen to the show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. That's coming up momentarily. The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's hit the phone lines here. Please, Limits.
Let's begin with our buddy Seth in Long Island.
Hello, Seth.
Hey, good morning, gents. Hope you guys are doing well. Couple things. I just want to go back to yesterday before I rip into Pony. I completely agree. I think I said it the other day. Fields definitely in the red zone, but you got to get him in before the red zone, so it's kind of camouflaged a little bit. And got to score some more TDs going into these games against the big boys in the AFC and the crossing routes. Like Bob.
Nobody cares about the crossing routes, and I love you, Sean, from Long Island. Start ripping into Pony.
Seth. But that's okay. Yeah, but long story short, I was listening to that show yesterday, and to say that I was more than pissed off, to hear him say that was incredible.
Wasn't it, though?
It was incredible. I could not believe it. And just listening to that, you give them a pass. I mean, the Steelers have it all in front of them right now. If they win this game, it's all in front of them. And I believe Monday night that the Chargers are going to beat the Ravens. So if that happens, the Steelers are completely in the driver's seat. So to hear him say that they get a pass with all the, agree with you 100%, Joe, all the embarrassing, humiliating losses, those 11 to the Browns, there's no reason to give them a pass. They have to win this game, like you say, survival mode. If it's 22-16, 17, 20-17, who cares? It's a W, and you move on.
You find a way to beat this team. It's what the Steelers specialize in, and they lost there last year when DTR went down the field on them. Next.
Let's go to Mark on the road.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I know Pony has definitely had some very controversial takes over the years. This is definitely one of them. I just can't wrap my mind around giving them a pass on a game like this. Yeah, the Ravens lost to the Browns, but that doesn't justify going into this game and getting a pass. I'm sorry. I just can't. There's no way to justify this. Whether it's weather permitting is, going to be a factor in this game. You still have to find a way to win and beat a 2-8 team in your division. There's no way around it.
Yeah, I mean, since that since that win against the Ravens, the Browns seemingly have quit here. They've been outscored the last 2 weeks, 62-24, I believe. Next.
Finally, let's go to Tony in Homer City.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Bonehead. That's the only term that I can use for what went on yesterday. Both of those guys, if they did this on purpose to stir this up, please.
No, Malzy went against him. Donnie Football defended the take, but let's give credit to Malzy. Let's give credit where credit is due here.
Okay, one out of three. You're right. I was listening to it. One out of three. But the other two guys, there's no free passes in anything in life. You have to pay for everything. And if the Steelers want to make Sunday important, the last game that they want, they go to Cleveland and they pound Cleveland. That puts a stamp on that win. That was a tough game, and they won. You go to Cleveland and put a beat down on the Browns at home, and people are going to take notice. The players will take notice. The fans will take notice. You can go out there and lay an egg. I think you got to go out there, you got to pound them. Then you're in control of your own destiny. You get to play them at home. Then you have to go on the road at some point and play Baltimore. That's going to be a tough game.
Well, you just reminded me of something. Do you remember the tie in Cleveland on that late James Conner fumble the 1 year?
Yeah. I remember, I remember every loss, especially against Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call. So if Pony's giving the Steelers a free pass for a loss to Cleveland, what if it's a tie? Do we plan a ticker tape parade, Limits? You and I in a float?
We might have to replicate the 0-16 parade that the Browns had around the stadium. Remember that?
Do we jump into Lake Erie? Do we drive to Cleveland and do that? Or do we have a fan float? Perhaps me, you, and Malzy. There might only be room for three with Malzy's cranium. But that would be great, wouldn't it?
I think we'd have to jump into one of the rivers, and somebody in Cleveland would have to jump into the lake.
A tie would be that would be Mardi Gras around here. All right, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High is 65 with sunny skies. Beautiful day today, not so much tomorrow from what I'm hearing. We have a lot to talk about. Hines, Ward, James Harrison among 25 semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We have Ben taking a little shot at John Harbaugh, which I really enjoyed from his podcast. But Limits, tell the people who we have next up after the general.
We have George Michalowski of Pittsburgh Sports Now and the Portal Report. Does a really good job covering basketball around the area. Pitt, Duquesne, Robert Morris. He has you covered in the Pitt basketball circuit, and he will join us momentarily in about 10, 15 minutes.
Looking forward to talking to him. In the meantime, I'm at JP Roofing and Siding today. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Pomp will join me tomorrow in advance of Steelers-Browns. And we're doing the show today in support of WIN, Women and Children in Need. You can donate to help. You could stop in, say hello here at JP Roofing and Siding, Route 30 in North Versailles, and maybe drop off a gift card, or you can donate to help victims of domestic abuse this holiday season at WCSPittsburgh.org. God bless me. Let's go out to the general. Jeff Patton, General Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. To your chance to win the card or cards of the week goes by going on our website. You can do that, 937thefan.com, and you go right to the contesting page. General, I'm trusting that you're well today. My guess for card of the week is Joey Porter Jr. Limits, what's your guess?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Darnell Washington.
For what? Not jumping in the end zone?
He made a couple of catches over the middle, but yeah, maybe.
General, what do you have?
Gentlemen, good morning. Good to see you. Thanks for having me both off the base this week. Paul Skeens. This crosses over from your genre to mine, but Paul Skeens and the $1 million card everybody's chasing has dominated the news for the last week, not to mention winning Rookie of the Year. So we're going to mix it up this week. Paul Skeens mixed it up for the Pirate fans. We're going to mix it up for Starkey's Card of the Week listeners. We're giving away five of the packs that people are chasing. It's the hottest thing we've ever had. Topps put a debut patch, one of one people are chasing. There's only one of these cards in the world. They're somewhere in some pack. I mean, we're literally getting hundreds of calls a day. So we're going to give, as a lot, we're going to give five of those packs away, and we're going to include a Paul Skeens rookie card.
All right. So we meant, or we were thinking of you at least when this whole story came out, weren't we, Limits, that the Pirates were putting together a package that includes season tickets behind home plate at PNC Park for 30 years, a softball game on the field, a meet and greet with Skeens, etc. Limits, what was the gist of our questions? You know, how people could find this card, how rare it is. I forget what we were exactly talking about.
Yeah, how much the card is realistically worth. Like, is the Pirates offer one that would be as equal as possible to a monetary value to the card?
So here's the thing. It's a fantastic offer. When you think about a card that isn't even out yet, it's in a pack somewhere, to get 30 years of season tickets, it's a great offer, but it's an opening offer. It's already been ridiculed in the industry. Lots of industry movers and shakers have said they'll beat the Pirates offer. And I know you guys like analyzation, so I did an informal poll of my customers in the last week. 85-15, not taking the Pirates offer.
Well, I imagine some people, when you say 30 years of season tickets, they say, is that a promise or a threat, Limits? I don't know. But where is this card, General? Where can people, like
somewhere embedded, this new product came out last Wednesday. It's called Topps Chrome Update. Every year it comes out, but Topps revolutionized the product. Every player who comes to the big leagues now for their debut wears a patch on their sleeve. Topps commandeers the patch after the game, cuts it out, mounts it on a card, has the player sign the card. There's only one of them in the world. Last year was the first year. Anthony Volpe was the biggest card. There was a bounty put out on the card for $150,000, and Anthony Volpe is a nice player, but he's not Paul Skeens. So this is going to go way past that.
So if I walk into a store tomorrow, I go into, you know, I don't know, anywhere, a Rite Aid or anywhere, and I see baseball cards, which pack, like at least so I get the category right, the pack right, what am I looking for?
Well, you're not getting them in those kind of stores. They do this as a hobby exclusive, so you're only getting them in baseball card stores.
Okay, so if I come into your store then.
Mine or any hobby store, yeah. I will say this, though. Every single day we're out of the product, and I have more cases overnighted, and I meet the UPS man here at 8:30 in the morning. Today's regiment is almost gone already. Every single day we go through 40 or 50 boxes. It's the most unprecedented thing ever. And don't ever say the Pirates don't know how to market, because for $0, they put out a story on Friday afternoon in November and took headlines. If we could only do that on the field, but they took marketing headlines by this campaign of theirs. I mean, it's all that people are talking about. Skeens himself opened a box over the weekend at the Steeler game. It's on the Pirates live stream.
Now I want to buy a pack. I want to buy a pack somewhere.
Me too.
Well, all you have to do is go to the fan website and look at the contest page, although I think you're ineligible. We're giving away five of these packs today. It's the hottest thing. By the end of the day, I won't even have them available to sell. And we're throwing in a Skeens rookie card just in case it's not in these packs.
Aren't you tempted when these cases come in to start ripping open packs yourself like the kid in Willy Wonka?
I'm not, because after 35 years, I learned literally, I know this is going to sound like a cliche, I care more about my customers than me. I want somebody else to get it. I would rather have people have access to what they want than for me to get it all. Obviously, everybody would want the card. I don't mean it that way, but I it would be nothing greater than if one of my customers pulled the card.
Could people order packs of these cards online?
Topps had them initially. I'm going to guess they're not. Usually the window is about 10 minutes. They have X number of products. They open the window up, like last Wednesday was the release date, and I'm sure they're gone. And when this came out right after our show last week, I mean, the cards were hot. We were selling boxes every day. But when the Pirates put the tweet out, someone from inside the organization called me and said, this tweet's coming out. And I am not kidding. We had 300 phone calls in the next hour and a half. I mean, it's grandmas, grandpas looking to buy these for their kids, grandkids.
This is like Willy Wonka. And I am actually I'm actually Grandpa Joe. So I think I might have a little inside luck here if I opened a pack. Limits, I thought my questions were incredible. Would you like to ask a few?
Yes, Joe, I fully agree. I think they were pretty awesome. You know, I really wonder, General, with this card, is there the possibility that as this goes on and more and more and more of these cards are made, and what I mean by that is Volpe, then Skeens, as it continues on, will it continue to grow in value, these one-of-one chrome cards, or is it because that Skeens is just such a powerful force that his card is going to get a substantial offer?
So I think it's this way. I think it's actually developed a whole different market, right? There was a day and age where we didn't understand what a luxury suite would be at a game. And when they came out with the concept and said, hey, it's $10,000 to sit up there, people were like, oh, that won't work. And then it created its own niche, right, where people were like, oh, that's the only place I want to sit. So it almost made two markets. There's regular tickets, and that's what this is. The people that if Elon Musk wanted to get into cards, he's not buying a regular pack of $4 cards. He's going to want the one-on-one Paul Skeens. I'm just using somebody that has unlimited money. That's what people are after. But what's interesting about it is by embedding it in a pack, it's brought it down to every man's street level, right? You can buy one pack and have a chance. Somebody's going to get it. I mean, somebody's going to get the card. The other thing not to overlook, and Paul Skeens isn't a guy, he's the guy, but there's 215 other rookies that have patches and other cards that aren't going to be $1 million. But if you got a Jackson Merrill or Jackson Holiday, Matt Holiday offered a $100,000 bounty last night for his son's card if it comes out, right? So as far as building momentum for the product, there's never been anything like this.
How much are these packs?
You know, what's that?
How much are these packs going for right now?
Right now, there's like around $17 a pack.
So if at 3 o'clock today, then we'll finish on this one, General. If at 3 o'clock today or any time today, somebody says, I want to take a shot, I want to go buy a pack of these cards, what's their best bet?
To find the cards?
Yeah, to get a pack of cards where you might get this thing, the right pack of cards.
To call me or one of the other card stores in Pittsburgh, I would say.
And see if
now,
you
what
have
we're
the
doing,
packs. Yeah.
We do. We got a shipment an hour ago. It's dwindling already. What I was recommending people to do is call me, and I'll hold them for them, because getting in the car and driving here, like yesterday we had 35 boxes, which would be the equivalent of 700 packs. And by the time you drove here, they were gone. So probably getting on a list of some sort is the best way.
Great stuff, General. This is cool. I mean, the Pirates went all in on this, but it's interesting
that
people are saying.
And people always get on them for being on the cheap. But that's why I wanted to make this point is it's not going to do it, but it's not a chintzy offer. I mean, they're throwing things in there. And then when Livy throws in, you could sit and her box for a game, and there's other things added to the ante. It's really been intriguing. It's a story like no other. And you know, because you've traced this pre-COVID, there's been a bunch of these stories, but this one tops it all. And it doesn't hurt that it's our guy, right? Like, that helps, is that this is ground zero for this product.
General,
which would be another thing for you guys. Here's one other thing for you guys to have fodder. Don't miss the point that Ben Cherington took Paul Skeens. If you remember, everybody wanted Dylan Cruz. So that wasn't a layup. And, hey, I'll leave you with one other thing. Put me down for a donation for your cause today.
Oh, man, we appreciate that, General.
Have somebody call me, and I'll hook you up.
Always a good man. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Your chance to win the card or cards of the week comes from going at 93.7thefan.com to our contesting page. Limits, that is an unbelievable story, is it not?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by him saying that people are already upping the offer of the Pirates offer, which seems like a really good deal. So curious to see how much it could sell for.
It's too bad you'll be ineligible if you find the card, right?
Apparently so. You're ineligible too.
I know, but if I find it, you know, that would be exciting, wouldn't it? It is. It's like the Willy Wonka thing when everybody wanted the golden ticket.